Okay, so the time is 4:35 p.m., and I'd like to call this April 5th, 2021 special meeting to order. Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Buckeye? Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes, present.
Thank you. Councilmember Clark?
Present.
Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Here.
Vice Mayor Joe Van Der Zanden?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Thank you. All members are present and a quorum exists.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. I will read our vision statement. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. I do not have any requests for agenda changes. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes? Seeing no requests from council members, are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Seeing no objections from council members, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. Now we go to public comment on non-agenda items. This is the time for members of the public to comment on non-agenda items only and is not intended for discussion, but council members may ask clarifying questions. If you would like to make public comment on a non-agenda item at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon, and then you can raise your hand. If you do not have that option, please unmute your phone and the clerk will add you to the list and we will remute you until it's your turn to speak. Please state your full name before speaking and refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please do not use profanity and be respectful in your comments. You will have another opportunity to make public comment on non-agenda items towards the end of the meeting. So are there any members of the public that would like to make a comment on a non-agenda item at this time? Okay, seeing no public comment on a non-agenda item at this time, we will move on to new business. And this is for the City Council to appoint a new council members to seat E. Do I have a motion? Okay, I will go ahead and make the motion to nominate all city council applicants. Sally McLaughlin. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mike. Let me finish. I just wanted to get pronunciation clarification. So
sure.
I'll go ahead and move to nominate all city council applicants, Sally McLaughlin, Chantel M. Mulligan Rear, Noel A. Faraveg, and Louis C. Sharman to fill vacant council seat E and serve until the next general election in October 2021 by a roll call vote.
I second. This is Taylor.
Thank you. It has been moved by myself, Mayor Cannamore, and seconded by Council Member Taylor. We will not take any public comment on this motion or council comment. So at this point, I will go ahead and turn it over to our clerk.
Okay, so the way that we're actually going to do this is I've got up here on the screen the applicants, and I will have the council members email me their selection. We'll need a majority of four in favor for passage, and hopefully that will happen the first round. If it doesn't, we'll do it again. And if we don't get a majority on that round, then I've got another, we'll just go there when we get there. So the four people that you see on our screen here are the members of the public that put their name in the hat. And if council members could email me now their selection, I will read aloud the results. All right, thank you. We have our results. We have Noel A. Faraveg, 0. Chantel M. Mulligan Rear, 1. Louis C. Sharman, 2. And Sally McLaughlin, 3. And Sally McLaughlin has the highest number of votes. So next we will need a motion to appoint the vacant seat with Sally McLaughlin, who has the highest number of votes.
This is Councilmember Lewis.
My bad. We need four votes for passage. So we actually need to do this again, we need to do it again. So email me your votes one more time. We'll try this one more time. We need four in favor to select an appointee. So just to be clear, each of the council members will have to email me again. All right, thanks everybody for your patience. Round two. Noel A. Faraveg, no votes. Chantel M. Mulligan Rear, no votes. Louis C. Sharman, 2 votes. And Sally McLaughlin, 4. So we did reach 4 this round, and next we'll need a motion to appoint Sally McLaughlin with the highest number of votes with 4. Thank you.
This is Councilmember Lewis. I move to appoint Sally McLaughlin to fill vacant City Council CE until the next general election in October 2021.
I'll second it. It has been moved by Councilmember Lewis to appoint Sally McLaughlin to fill vacant seat E until the next general election in October 21 and has been seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore. I believe we are ready for the vote. Madam Clerk.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Vander Zanden?
Yes, yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all in favor. At the next meeting, the general meeting on April 12th, Councilmember Sally McLaughlin will be sworn in.
Okay, thank you to all of the members of the public that put their names in for filling that seat. It's greatly appreciated. And congratulations, Sally, if you're on. Next up is item two. This is the State of Alaska's MOA to provide the City of Gustavus with funding up to $25,390.00 to support COVID-19 related activities. Do I have a motion?
Yes, this is Councilman Vander Zanden. I move we approve State of Alaska Memorandum of Agreement to provide the City of Gustavus with funding up to $25,390 to support COVID-19 related activities.
Thank you. It has been moved by Vice Mayor Vander Zanden and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to approve the State of Alaska's Memorandum of Agreement to provide the City of Gustavus with funding up to $25,390 to support COVID-19 related activities. Are there any members of the public that wish to make comment on this item? Okay, seeing no public comment on this item, it is now open for council debate and deliberation. Okay, Council Member Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I was just wondering if anyone could provide any background on this money. Is this from the most recent rescue plan or earlier CARES Act, or what is the history of the, where is this money coming from?
Sure. I'll let Travis answer that. He's probably best equipped.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And thank you, Tanya. This is the funding that I've been talking about kind of over the last few months that the state was going to provide through the Department of Health and Human Services for a reimbursable program. It's got some specific guidelines on how it can be spent strictly for testing or vaccine type assistance. We're looking at using it to buy a HVAC system that goes along with the tent sheltering system that we have. And then also hiring a person to oversee the school testing and any community testing that we offer in the near future for the workforce and anybody that we can get into that system. So it's just some money that the state had to give away, and this is the way that they had to give it away. I don't know if that answered your question fully, but let me know if it didn't.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, Travis. Any other council discussion on this item? Okay, I think we are ready for the question, Madam Clerk.
Okay, Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Vanderzanden?
Yes.
Mayor Canemar?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, next on our agenda is City Council reports. Just to clarify, this is not the time for council questions and comments, but if any council members have special projects they've been working on, they can make a report on it at this time. Okay, seeing none, moving on to council questions and comments for non-agenda items. Okay, seeing none from the council, open it back up to public comment on non-agenda items. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak on a non-agenda item? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to our next item, which is moving into executive session. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Taylor?
Yes, I move that the council enters executive session for review of the performance review of the city administrator.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor to move into executive session for the purpose of reviewing the my review of the pay adjustment recommendation for the city administrator, and it has been seconded by Councilmember Clark. Is there any public comment on the council moving into executive session, not on the subject matter, but simply just moving into executive session? Sally McLaughlin?
Sorry, you did say public, right?
Yes, just public comment on the council moving into executive session, right. Not on the subject matter. Yep.
Okay, I just had a question because the motion that was made didn't match the motion that you repeated. So I just wanted to make sure that I understood what the motion is. Thanks.
Sure, I can reread it again, but you're right. The wording was not exactly on. I was going off of my...
He did not say the words that I crossed out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I will go ahead and repeat what Councilmember Taylor said, moving into executive session for the performance review of the city administrator. Does that clear things up, Sally?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. Is there any other public comment on the council moving into executive session? Okay. Is there any council debate on moving into executive session? Okay, seeing none, I believe we are ready for a question.
Joe Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Canamar?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion to go into executive session passes with all in favor. At this point, I will stop the recording and I will move all the council members into a breakout room. And if there's any action to be taken, that will happen after the executive session for the public in the regular meeting. So for all of you that are in the meeting from our community, you won't be able to hear anything for a while, but we will be back, I promise.